First, before we proceed to move forward, and I got your knees, cause she know she just met the Lord. And they take her, make her put her lights on this. I'm burped, yeah, I'm a flesh. I'm a know how to act. I'm a flesh. I'm a be like they like from the land. She with the game, yeah, she know every game, son. If I call her, she gon' pull up, yeah, every time. I got one in the head, yeah, of my nine. I'm paranoid, I take your life, yeah, before you take mine, yeah, I'm paranoid.
presente.
Hello, hello. Hold on, sorry, we had a little technical difficulties in the studio. Can I hear you guys?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. We're good.
And you are mic four, and you are not on, but now you are.
Now we're good?
Now we're good. There we go.
We're good.
We're all on air. Hello, everybody. This is Sean. This is Local Anesthesia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here with my co-host, Colin.
Lovely to speak to all you folks over the airwaves. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, of course. We also have my special guest, Dylan, today. Welcome.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Of course. And this is your first time in the studio, you said, right?
It is, yes. Never been to WMFO, so it's great to be here.
It's a privilege.
So yeah, pleasure to have you.
Amazing.
Dylan, if you don't mind me asking, what are you studying? What's your year? Hometown? Give us a rundown. Give us your real backstory.
Social Security, everything.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
So my name is Dylan. I'm studying chemical engineering here at Tufts, and I'm from Annapolis, Maryland.
Sweet.
The weather is much better down there.
I can imagine.
Sorry to you two Fordians.
Yeah, we've had to deal with it, so it'll be fine, you know?
Yeah, I love it here, man. It's great to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to hear it.
PSA, yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Dylan, would you like to give a PSA to the people listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Join Step Out to Fight Diabetes this fall and help fight a deadly serious disease. You'll be raising money for a cure and helping the 21 million Americans with diabetes. Call the American Diabetes Association today at 1-888-DIABETES.
Sean, does that one hit close to home?
Oh, that one definitely hits close to home. Was that on purpose?
Of course.
Because, I appreciate it.
Because that is your defining personality trait.
Yeah.
It's the Dexcom. Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually disclosed it on air, but yes, I'm type 1 diabetic, everybody.
Hell yeah.
For those of you that don't know, my loyal fans. anyway, what were we just listening to? Let me give you a rundown of that. We played Right Here, Right Now, started the show with that, by Shinichiro Yokota. I just discovered this artist. I actually stole it from a friend of ours, Spencer Vernier. He was listening to it. I saw it on the app Airbuds, which is a cool app if you don't know about it. It's like you can see what your friends are listening to.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, it's
like,
I think it's fun.
It shows every single song that like, you listen to, so it's kind of like a combination between Last FM and like Be Real.
It's like if the Friends activity feature on Spotify was more interactive, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I want from that. But this also, it could be Apple Music, it doesn't have to be Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm going on a little tangent, it's not important. Then we played Frenesi by Machine Girl and Paranoid by Ken Carson, Destroy Lonely off the new album A Great Chaos. Mm-hmm. We also played Carol He and Kaliuchis, Me Tengo Que Ir. Those are the songs we have so far on the docket.
I still haven't listened to all of the Carol G album, but I hear that's great.
I appreciate that she did like a little deluxe of rather than having like a monster album with new songs like taped on the bottom of the track list, like it's a whole separate like EP mixtape thing. No, she's really cool though.
I did listen to the new Bad Bunny though.
Yeah,
which I don't know if I disclosed that on the air, but
what'd you think of it?
I thought that it was okay. So I thought that the first two tracks, where they were more like classical oriented, were really really cool, and I thought that everything else was really, it was like just as good, but it did take like a different bit of like a turn, turned more towards like, you know, the trap type stuff that Bunny was on a while ago. So I didn't like, you know, I didn't knock it. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, I really like the album cover. The album cover is really cool.
I feel like the best songs were the ones where he made like interesting production choices.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like those first two songs have like the classic sample. Yeah, like it's a more interesting beat. There's another one that has like a Houston throwback. Like it sounds like some Southern trap stuff. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah. He's on a drill beat at one point. I think it's Thunder E Lightning. Beat, yeah. He's all over. And then Where She Goes, lead single. Like, that's just like Jersey house stuff. Like that's like dance music. Like, I just think it's cool.
Yeah. Dylan, if you don't mind me asking, what are some, I don't want to put you on the spot, pull up Spotify if you need to, but what are some artists that you've been listening to recently? Whenever we have guests on the air, I like to get a sense for what they've been listening to, favorite artists, favorite songs currently, all that kind of stuff. So
absolutely. Well, look, man, I gotta say, I always thought West Side Gunn was a silly, silly guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy. Then you pray for me. Look, I listened once and I kept thinking that. I thought it was kind of a crazy album, but then I listened again and
it's so good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've been enjoying it.
It's pretty gas, yeah. I mean,
I know some people wanted him on like the boom back like production, like the classic like hip hop sound, and now he's like on a few trap beats on this album. People aren't messing with it as much. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like it's a good departure. Like
a good departure from the source material.
Yeah, no, like I appreciate the experimentation. I think it does work on certain songs. Like he has this like his flow is like not built for trap songs necessarily, but mm-hmm. it's like kind of like, oh, this like diverts from what I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, Rick Ross is on a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
And you wouldn't expect it. As soon as he gets like Rick Ross song, huh?
Well, I think he said in an interview, he's like, Rick Ross, like he can be lyrical. I could have easily put him on a boom bap beat or like a regular like rap beat, but like I want to go in on the trap stuff, and I feel like he could fit that lane as well. So like that's what I'm trying to do with the song. There's another song with Ty Dolla $ign that's like a
strange.
Chloe.
It's I like that one though. Like it was weird.
It's very explicit, but it's it's pretty good.
No, but my favorite one was Kitchen Lights with Stove God Cooks.
Mm. That he's all over the album. It looks
He has like six features, like ridiculous.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I really think West Side's definitely pushing him. I mean, you know, obviously both Griselda. You know, he's gotta push the new artist. But
yeah,
he's killing it, man.
I was gonna say, did you hear that Rick Ross is putting like a full fledged album?
No.
Oh, really?
How many of us can sit, like, out of the entire population of Tufts University, how many people do you think are going to be listening to that? I'm going to give you, like, a percent. Plus or minus five. Plus or minus five people who is actually going to sit there and listen to a new Rick Ross album.
Ricky Ross.
I'm saying,
Maybach music.
Maybe plus five, definitely minus 10. Like,
yeah, that's maybe.
I cannot expect somebody to sit down and listen to a whole entire Rick Ross album.
Any listeners from Miami area?
We definitely do. We definitely have to have some out there.
Any huge Rick Ross fans?
Oh, I'm sure there is somebody.
The massive Rick Ross fans of Tufts University.
Who's all devil in a new dress?
I feel like that's an oxymoron in itself, but anyways. Yeah,
shout out Rick Ross, I suppose.
I guess so. If we have to. back to it, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's about time. We'll get back to the music for you guys. Next up, we have... I actually discovered this song from... Oh, wait, no, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Or actually, you know what? We'll switch the order a bit. This is a Brazilian artist, Toco. Tyler, the Creator, posted this song as, like, an Instagram caption, and I was intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me...
Toco.
Yeah, Toco.
Interesting.
Bom... Motivo. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You got it.
I got that. I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
I got the gist. Well, hold on. Where's the aux?
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. We have a little technical difficulty. Colin's my IT guy at this point. And it's Ox 2.
Oh boy. I think that, oh my god, what happened? Turn off channel source.
Sean, can we get a freestyle in the meantime?
Hey yo.
Press the play button and then we'll see.
Okay. It is playing.
Oh, so it's this one.
Oh, okay, is it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good. All right.
All right, guys, enjoy.
Mas Vera não convém. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio 108 FM, the last on your dial, but first in your heart, and that's the truth. Here I am, am I here? yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh.
I love the way it flows, I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. What I cannot say, you'll hear through my guitar. She told me at the bass line, and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. Take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. I love the way it sings, all the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I can never say no, you with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine, it will rock through the night. And where I go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. Take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
Throbbing my vein, wake up. up to write it on the pad. The pains, like church, the organ will invite the tears.
Like birth,
the crying let you know I'm here. Held by the song that gave me a name. Dressed by the verse that gave me a claim.
It's just basing the line.
Safe to inhale, and if you live well, belong your years in the state you will be. My time is octave to play for the tree. It's rooted in every single nerve in me. The nerve of he who ignores the key. And music that opens the mind to be free. Whenever your hot head, it pours you a breeze. Beneath the clouds, you allow to see. In clarity, through harmony. Someone harming me, that won't be done. I stand protected by the laws of fun. I am perfected through the rhymes of run. Walk it this way and leave the party stunned. This music, it launched me with no aim. I've landed on some plane. Where I am, I can't explain or never know, but it's beautiful. So
you can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
Come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity running through me.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Wait, let me turn down the volume. That is Smucker's instrumental by Tyler Creator. Oh, is it on? Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I'm number four. Think.
Oh, you're number.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
All
right.
There we go. Beautiful. My fault. There we go. Now we're all on the microphone. So, hello, everybody. Welcome back. I'm going to run down the songs that we played for you. We've had Time Today by Caro Caro Benito, Le Temple Volant by Crumb. Tufts alums, for y'all that don't know. Digitalism, it's a song titled JPEG. That's Dylan's request. Very cool song. I'm going to check out that album.
Great.
We have The Breathing Effect, A Spliff a Day Keeps the Doctor Away. Not necessarily endorsing that, but that's just the title of the song.
That is the title of the song.
Then We Could Walk Together by The Clientele. Stens, is it Stens?
I think so. I don't know. I don't speak French.
STENNES. We Love Radio. Plunderphonic song. Really cool. And then
Samuel
L.
Jackson sample at the start, by the way, which is kind of absurd.
Yeah.
I don't recognize the voice.
It's really cool. If you haven't listened to that album, do it. And apparently, new album on the horizon.
Yeah, Colin just made me privy because they only have the one album. I asked him, like, do they have other stuff? He's like, I don't know. Just one album that they have out right now. And that's from 2015?
Yeah, something like that. It's...
Oh, no. I lied. It's 2021 release.
Really?
So relatively new, sense. But yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, look forward to new stuff from them. We also played Tom Mission De La Soul, It Runs Through Me.
The original funky, well, I can't say the original. That belongs to Justin Timberlake.
He's
but
the current funky white boy.
The current funky white boy.
Because white boys just aren't doing it the same anymore. Not like Tom Mish, not
like
JT.
Not like Tom Mish, no, because we need that again.
Yeah. Who do you think is up and coming? Who could be the next funky white boy?
The artist Charlie Berg is up there. He has a song called Lancaster Nights, which is very quirky, funky kind of stuff. That and Juniper. 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 That band that we saw.
Yeah.
They're pretty funky.
They could be funky.
I could see that.
Juniper to the Moon.
Yes, yeah. I agree. But the thing is, like Justin Timberlake, Ludacris gave him like some of the most unholy beats.
Yeah.
On planet Earth.
Timbaland, too.
Yeah, Timbaland. Yes. That's what I was saying.
I meant to say Timbaland. Yeah, what am I talking about? Timbaland. Yeah, no, like, he gave him some of the most unholy beats.
Yeah.
Like, for Justin Timberlake, just out of NSYNC, Unjustified?
Yeah. Like,
it's
out of
crazy.
All the people, out of all the people he could have gave it to, it's like, really? Justin Timberlake of all?
Yeah.
I don't care about it being overplayed. Sexy yeah. Back.
It is amazing.
Future Sex Love Sounds is generational.
It is.
Unbelievable. That Rock disco ball got smashed on that album cover.
It most certainly did. Rock Your Body is, I'd say, top 10 songs of the 2000s.
I put it up there, yeah. I actually had a 2000s playlist. I put something from that album on there. Actually, I'm going to verify what it was.
Full Pharrell production.
He did,
yeah. The Neptunes, all of that.
Did the whole album.
Yeah. Hold on. Which Justin Timberlake song was I talking about?
I'm a Justin Timberlake, like, ride or die. Like, I don't care. I will stand on the hill until my death. Like, I am the biggest Justin Timberlake fan.
Oh, I mean, it was Until the End of Time.
Until the End of Time.
Yes, that song goes crazy.
That is a bit of a deep cut, not gonna lie.
That, yeah. I had Sexy Back and that song, like, yeah, back to back. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Mm. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, he had a roster.
Banger after banger. He had 3-6 Mafia on his song.
What?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, Chop Me Up.
Is it? I was just listening to Stay Fly over here.
I gotta stay fly. Oh, you know what? Oof. I was mentioning this to Colin. I don't know if it was on air, if it was at a separate conversation, but I was saying 3-6 Mafia, Mystic Styles, is the perfect Halloween album.
It's silly. Like, it's spooky. Yeah, it's scary.
Horrorcore. Just like, yeah, very like ominous, dusty instrumentals. The whole thing sounds haunted. Like, whenever it's like this time of year, I'm like, I gotta put that on.
But then again, listen to the instrumental that we're listening to right now. Like, I'm terrified. Like,
are you terrified?
I'm horrified.
I'm sure. Hold on.
I mean, yeah, that like early Southern Trap sound you find. That,
oh,
you
yeah,
know, yeah.
All those artists just, yeah, dusty, dirty, like, oh, mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Oh my god, I keep on knocking the microphone, my bad.
Oh no, you're so good. Bow, 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 bow.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think who else goes along with this time of year. I'm going onto my horrorcore playlist right now.
I feel like some, like, new metal
why
stuff.
Why is Blade on there?
Blade. Like,
I would not consider Blade to be horrorcore. But yeah, I mean, Baby I'm Bleeding is really...
If you're trying to scare women, then it's scary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, Baby I'm Bleeding, Rainbow Six are like the two horrorcore songs.
Rainbow Six by JPEG Mafia is scary. That is scary. Okay, we have another song up for you guys. This is Prelude A Go Round by Cortex.
Oh,
you know Cortex.
I love Cortex.
Yeah, everybody and you'll their grandmother
the
samples.
Yeah, you'll probably recognize the samples off of this song.
I forget which MF Doom song samples.
I don't. Pull an MF Doom song out of a hat.
Actually,
there's going to be a Cortex sample.
Look it up. Sample use. Who sampled?
That's where I'm at. Who sampled?
Okay, was sampled in... Oh, wow, a lot of songs. Earth Gang sampled them. Madlib sampled them. A few more.
If I'm hearing it correctly, it's...
Oh, Rick Ross sampled this song, too.
What is this? What Doom song is this?
I forget. It's not listed.
Is this One Beer?
I think it is One Beer, yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm going to go... We got to go to YouTube as well.
Oh, those microphones. Yeah. Interesting.
Let's see. Oh, the comments are turned off. It is a Doom song.
It is a Doom song, and that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. Cortex is one of the most influential bands for sample culture nowadays, I'd say.
I'd say so, too.
So
it's just so simple, so beautiful, like some French
jazz. And they're French, too, which...
Yeah.
I don't respect the French.
Yeah, if I compliment you as a Frenchman, like...
then you...
You earned it. You earned it. You corny, cigarette-smoking, wine-drinking... Oh,
Eiffel, bleu. Eiffel Tower admiring. Like,
But yeah, anyways, we're almost done with the show. We have 8 minutes.
Uh-oh.
I think we have time for two more songs. These two songs are very important for me to get on air for you guys.
Yeah, we can bypass this song, I feel.
Come to Atlanta by Faye Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Colin, my girlfriend Wendy mm-hmm. are going to see Faye Webster tomorrow. Very excited
Woo-hoo.
For that.
Woohoo!
So yeah, shout out. We'll give you a concert review next show.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know how it went. We also have, to close the show, Let's Have a Ball by Mike off his new album, Burning Desire. Very underrated rapper. Really enjoying this album, and this is the closing song to this album. So
yeah,
hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for those who are listening. Yeah, and take care.
Yeah, have a good night, folks.
Thanks, y'all.
In the blink of an eye, be a nightmare. Promises, no peace that resides inside this tight air. Called it when I spoke of demise and wrote the right air. I pray you keep in your stride and got your mind clear. Trust me, it ain't easy to die. Be alive here is what you bring to the pot or what you pioneer. Shawty, is we linking or not? You ain't buying my Lupita facade. She keep the wild flare. Calmness that I fiend to adopt to keep a smile near. And when the meaning deprived, you give a life. It ain't always gonna be meat on the prize, but it's the ride there. Taught me with the dream of a life without a trial. Yeah, it's crawling if it mean not to fly. I put my all or not, bleed for the gods. Since my child, yeah. I don't need it aside.
So many conversations. So many conversations.
I'm not your enemy.
There's so many conversations.
I can never.
There's so many conversations. There's so many conversations.
Saw the sky, oh, I tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room, I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you, man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on running, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light. Keep on running, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light. saddle.